This is GQDN for August 9th, 2022. Happy Tuesday, everybody. And I am Joe, you know that. But today, we are brought to you by Audible and patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. So, today, we talk about an Xbox controller, some multiverses, and you know I like playing Everybody's Golf, but there's some news about that as well. But we start today with a Eurogamer.net article that says, Unity has been acquired by AppLovin. Yes, this is talking about gaming apps, but this is a $17.5 billion deal. It is all bought by stock, which means it's all done by cash, and is claimed at $58.85 for each Unity share. And that was on the stock market. So, Unity was a part of the Call of Duty Mobile and Pokemon Go. It also used as the engine for a short-lived God of War knockoff, War God Zeus of Child. So, this is going to be a huge pickup for AppLovin, and even the chief executive officer, Adam Foroughi, said in the quote, an adjusted operating profit over $3 billion by the end of 2024. Unity is one of the world's leading platforms for helping creators turn their inspirations into real-time 3D content. Interesting deal. Now we're going to dial things down a little bit. Well, actually quite a lot for all of you Overwatch players. This comes to us from Destructoid.com, and yes, things are coming to an end. Because at the end of the Anniversary Remix Volume 3, loot boxes come to an end. See, the new, Overwatch 2 comes next month. So, you're going to start seeing things shut down. And that is one of those things. Loot boxes are going bye-bye, so go get your loot boxes while you still can. Now we stick with Destructoid because they are saying that Embark Studios are planning to launch a team-based shooter project, Discovery, before Ark Raiders. Embark Studios said on Twitter, quote, Embark is celebrating 3 years, so what we have accomplished, we've grown into more than 250 game makers. We've got big plans for the future and a few projects we're just itching to share. To celebrate, we thought we'd share a glimpse of another unannounced game in the works. So what Patrick Soderlund said was, quote, as such, we decided to let Project Discovery be our studio's first game to market, pushing Ark Raiders to a 2023 release. It is a decision that will also allow us to expand and refine Ark Raiders' experience. So maybe they'll add some storyline. Possibly. They'll work on other games. But there may be another game in works, and this comes to us also from Destructoid.com. And Everybody's Golf developers have registered a new trademark called Easy Come, Easy Golf. Okay. But with the language, you could see it possibly go to the name Golf Anytime, okay? So, Everybody's Golf is coming to an end here in about a month or so. But with its 1997 launch, it did have quite a bit of success. So something like this could actually get players back. And if it does emulate the open world golf as well, it should. Because that was a lot of fun stuff, and people are really missing the online tournaments and Everybody's Golf. So maybe the new game will have some of the same features. You know I'm going to have my eye on it. Now, we go to our last DualShockers article, and it says the Tower of Fantasy release date and time also has pre-registration rewards. So, the release date for America is August 10th, 8 p.m. EST, or for those in the Pacific time, 5 p.m. PST. There's also August 11th, 12 a.m. UTC, and August 11th, 1 a.m. BST. So, comes out tomorrow. So, Tower of Fantasy did say on Twitter, you can now pre-download the shared open world MMORPG Tower of Fantasy on your mobile and PC. Click below to download on the mobile. I'm not going to give you the link. No, you have to go look them up on Twitter. See you tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time when the server opens. You can find them at Tower at TLF_EN_official. Now, Gamescom opening night. We'll have 2 hours of gaming with 30 plus games. This comes to us from DualShockers.com. And they're saying that Sonic may be a part of it, but there is no telling what the other games are at this point. Now, Gamescom does start up on August 23rd, so you can check out Twitch, YouTube, and all the and Gamescom site and all that stuff. And in fact, old Jeff Keighley, good old Jeff, said on Twitter, on Tuesday, August 23rd at Gamescom, opening night live, streams live from Germany. 2 hours live show, thousands of fans and audience, 30 plus games on stage. If you aren't in Germany, limited in-person tickets are now available for fans. So if you're in Germany, go get your tickets. But will Sonic be there? Game Informer does give the following, and well, this is more of the movie thing, and I just realized that, but hey, I'll give it to you anyway. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 gets a holiday 2024 premiere date. So, at Sonic Movie did say, running faster, flying higher, and punching harder, Sonic 3 movie hits theaters on December 20th, 2024. Sonic has been pretty successful. So, hey, there's a movie for you. Back to games. Multiverses has now welcomed 10 million players to the brawl. This comes to us from Eurogamer.com or .net. I'm sorry, Eurogamer.net. And right now, they're saying that there's 42,133 players on Steam playing it. But I think as what a lot of people knew, that the game is really, really impressive. So we'll see what happens there. And we'll see when the game actually goes live. Lastly, there's an Xbox controller that was leaked. And there's a video that goes with it that shows what was leaked about it, including a Halo Infinite controller, which both looks really good. It's your atypical Xbox controller, but it does have like an extra button to it. It is the Xbox Elite Series 2, and this is on Eurogamer.net. And I tell you what, if you want one, get in line, because if this is really, really true, oh boy, it's going to be a lot of fun to see people play it. Anyway, that is it for today. We will have more gaming news tomorrow. You can find us on DawnForge, or at DawnForge on Twitter, at GroupQuest on Twitter, and I also get to say that this has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So go play some games, people.